This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 16, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Friday, Eclipse Aviation responded to urgent recommendations from the NTSB and an emergency airworthiness directive from the FAA by calling the board's recommendations premature. The AD called for inspections and, if needed, repairs or replacements to throttle controls on the Eclipse 500 Very Light Jet, and called for a supplement to be added to the emergency procedures portion of the aircraft flight manual to cover simultaneous failure of the throttle controls on both engines. Eclipse Aviation President and CEO Vern Rayburn discusses the issue in today's Aero News special feature. Well, it's a year late, but nevertheless a major step toward the first flight of Boeing's 787 Dreamliner. On Wednesday, Boeing flipped the first switch, sending electrical power to the composite-bodied aircraft. The plane maker expects to have the aircraft fully powered on by the end of the month. Boeing spokeswoman Yvonne Leach told Reuters, quote, "It gives us confidence that we'll have that milestone completed by the end of the month," unquote. Boeing now says the 787's first flight will happen by the end of this year, and adds the new schedule is sandbagged to provide some breathing room. Ground testing will begin soon after full power on is accomplished. Boeing's Dreamliner became the fastest-selling new airliner in history, partly because of its fuel efficiency. Unfortunately, the same relentless rise in fuel costs, which is making the aircraft popular, is threatening the very existence of its customers. According to a study issued Thursday by Airline Forecasts LLC and the Business Travel Coalition, several large and small U.S. airlines will default on their obligations to creditors beginning late this year. The study shows that $130 per barrel oil will increase yearly airline costs by $30 billion, but the airlines will be able to generate only $4 billion in fare increases and incremental fees. The implication is that several large and small airlines will end up in bankruptcy and some will be forced to liquidate. As the study puts it, quote, "If oil prices stay anywhere near $130 per barrel, all major legacy airlines will be in default on various debt covenants by the end of 2008 or early 2009. With airlines gravely threatened, so is our economic well-being," unquote. Several U.S. carriers have already announced aggressive capacity cuts starting later this year. You can find more detail on this story at aero-news.net. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association told ANN Friday Craig Spence is coming aboard to fill the newly created position of VP of Aviation Security. Spence is a longtime general aviation pilot who spent most of his career in airport and aviation security. AOPA says he'll bring that GA sensibility along with security savvy to his new role. AOPA Executive VP for Governmental Affairs Andy Sabula says, quote, "Bringing Craig on board means that we have someone who understands both the needs of our members and the ways of the security agencies," unquote. Spence comments, quote, "I've been involved in general aviation since I first went flying with my father at about age one. I've been a member of AOPA since the 1980s, and I've spent nearly 20 years in airport and aviation security. So I'm looking forward to working to find answers that impose the least possible burden on AOPA members while still addressing the nation's security needs," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Discovery completes its mission without drama. United's shareholder meeting features plenty of drama. And Myrtle Beach International wants to spend now, get approval later. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell discusses last week's controversy over throttle controls on the Eclipse 500 with company CEO Vern Rayburn. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.